Greetings, this is Jan Film with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the eSETI Ranch, otherwise known as Paranormal and UFO Central. We've got an amazing show. I want to get a few things out of the way first. I want to open up by, you know, talking about the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference. It's going to be an amazing conference, and that's July 4th weekend, July 2nd through the 5th. And, you know, check out the speakers. They're just amazing. You know, the group we have, we've got Dolores Cannon, Mary Rodwell, myself, Renato Longato, Brooks Agnew, Michal Ledwith. I can go on and on with that, but check out the speakers. You also have Nahia Kahuna that's going to be blessing the ceremony, so, and music and the whole enchilada. You know, we've got the self-mastery classes ongoing, the eSETI, eSETI camp. We've got that going on, too. So there's a lot of things happening here at eSETI. So check out the website at eSETI.org and check out what's happening, what's unfolding in the latest workshops. Now, at the last class, self-mastery class, we had an amazing event. A man by the name of Steven was here, and he went out early in the morning and flipped his camera on, was filming the mountain, and he got an amazing piece of footage of two other dimensional energies coming in. And, you know, they looked to me like a ship, and they're also connected with a being. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure if this was a Merkaba or a light ship or just some extreme technology from another dimension. But we have that up on the website on both go to the BBS website at As You Wish, and the link is there. I can give you a quick one. It's HTTP :// it's VIMEO.com/11257368. And I'll give that again later if you don't have a pen, you know, to pick up those numbers. We've also have some other, you know, really important things going on too. I'm also doing call-ins, so, you know, if you have your pin ready, you know, if you want to call in and express your opinions on the show, we've got one of the main line is 888-815-9756, and line one is 530-776-5185, and we've also got 530-413-4523 if you can't get on that line. So anyway, there's a host of numbers. They're also on the website, you know, under Station 1 at the BBS.com website if you want to know the call-in numbers. The there's so many things going on. I'm going to see, hopefully, if I can pull this thing up without losing it. And I wanted to talk about Stephen Hawking and his comments. I mean, it's creating a firestorm. And thank you, Stephen, for bringing so much attention to the UFO field, because if you hadn't made your remarks, nobody would be paying attention. But unfortunately, the remarks that were made were a little short-sighted. And, you know, for somebody that CNN says is probably the most brilliant man on the planet, I would start to question, you know, the rationale behind some of the comments that were made. So anyway, you know, if you want to find out what that was, just, you know, you can go anywhere on the internet. It's all over the internet about his comments, you know, about concerning UFOs. And basically, in a nutshell, what he's saying is that do not try to make contact. You know, if UFOs did come here, he says, you know, they probably do exist, you know, and, you know, if it's probably not a good idea to make contact, which is, you know, I love what Stephen Bassett said. He said, you know, he goes, that's a little too late. That ship's already sailed. You know, we've already made contact. Contact has been going on since, you know, ancient Vedic times. And, you know, to keep it somewhere in the future or and think it's not happened, not has been happening is to me not a real brilliant statement. Now, the other thing is that there was a few other statements he made that they, if they did come here, they would be like Christopher Columbus, and it wouldn't fare well for whoever made contact, and they would probably, you know, come here and enslave us or whatever and destroy our planet and take all our resources and, you know, yada, yada, yada. So to project that kind of consciousness on beings that are, you know, hundreds if not thousands of years, you know, could be millions, billions of years ahead of us in evolution, to me, to project our ancient behavior on them is a bit short-sighted, you know, to say the least. So anyway, there's a lot of things that just weren't thought through to make such a comment. And, you know, I love, I wanted to cover one of the things. Stephen Greer had a comment that he put out over the net, and I'm going to read that to you. He says, "It is unfortunate that Stephen Hawking has added his voice to a growing chorus of xenophobia and fear regarding what he terms aliens. Secondly, as a scientist, he should know better. Any interstellar civilization would possess such technology that the meager resources of Earth would be unneeded." He goes, "If you can travel faster than the speed of light, you can manifest what is needed, period." You know? "Moreover, if they were hostile, since ETs are already visiting Earth," and he has seen the Disclosure Project, he goes, "this would have been made crystal clear when we detonated the first atomic weapon in 1945. To date, no place on Earth has been invaded or attacked or colonized." Says Hawking should refrain from stirring the warmongering fear pot that attends all things alien, and one might ask why he would make such statements unless he is carrying water for the military-industrial financial complex, which profiteers off of the wars and the and that fear breeds, you know. So anyway, it's a very good analogy of the situation. You know, again, to me, if you have technologies just to get here, you know, you're going to have to be going over light speed more than likely, you know, or plus. You know, any civilization that developed those kind of technologies would have probably destroyed themselves if they're warlike or aggressive. Which has happened in the past, you know, and also too, the overwhelming majority of off-world visitors are benevolent. They're extremely advanced. They're very spiritually and technologically advanced, and they're more kind of observing us. They're like cheerleaders, hoping we can make this quantum leap in consciousness and evolution that we're undergoing. They're assisting in that process, and although there may be some renegade, you know, projects going on within our own government, with rogue elements within our own government, and maybe some connections with some low-level contacts. It's a very, very small piece of the puzzle. You know, so anyway, it's my understanding and experience that there is a small contingent of what I would call negative experiences out there, but the overwhelming majority of experiences are positive, and you know, they are here to assist, and they're very benevolent, very enlightened beings, and they've been around a long, long time. So if they were to invade us and make us turn us into human pilaf, or want to enslave and conquer this planet, they're a little too late, because we've been doing a very good job on that, you know, just all by ourselves, you know. So anyway, I think it's so ironic, because people are going, oh, they're going to come here, they're going to enslave us, they're going to destroy our environment. And I said, well, have you really looked around lately? Are you really free right now? You know, and look at the condition of your environment. So to me, it's just not thought out to make a statement like that. You know, and totally ignore the higher truth, and that the majority of the universe is benevolent, and they are extremely advanced beings, and most of them are very spiritually advanced beings. They come from other dimensions that are much higher than this dimension. And, you know, to ignore that or not even touch on that, if CNN has him as the, what do you call it, the most brilliant person on the planet, I think we're in trouble. We need to stop listening to CNN and some of these guys. Now, most of these scientists are parts of their organizations, you know, science academies, things like that, and they depend on government funding and corporate funding, and they aren't going to rock the boat. So they are going to stay within the systems program of, you know, we should be fearful or be aggressive to these ETs or ignore them altogether like they don't exist. And that's that program they're running. And so, you know, they are going to stay in line with that program so they can keep their funding. It's that simple. So anyway, I hope people have the wits about them to, you know, take a really good look at what was said and see if it was well thought out and if there might be a lot more of the story or a bigger picture. So I've got a caller. I'm going to go ahead and take Elizabeth on line two to start off the show. Elizabeth, are you with us?
I am.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've listened and listened often. I try to be there every week. I love the work you do. I wanted to say thank you. I think that this is long overdue, and I agree with everything you say. It's incredible to me, being in the times that we are in, that we're still dealing with so many people that, you know, are playing the program of denial over what's really going on. My question really doesn't really deal with this. It deals with these chemtrails and these things that we're dealing with. Now, I've heard things from other people. I don't know, and I apologize if you've already answered this, but are they helping us with this at all? It would feel to me that they have the technology to do so. I just don't know where that all is, and I worry about the kids, I worry about us, you know, and I make all the phone calls I can, I do everything I can, but it's just so frustrating to continue to see it.
You know, I agree with you 100%. It is frustrating, and this is another very short-sighted program, you know, brought to us by some psychopathic scientists and, you know, some people that are really cashing in on global warming. And basically, it's doing extreme damage to the environment, to people's health. Whoever came up with this idea, I think it was Teller who came up with this, was the same guy that thought we should just be blowing off nuclear bombs everywhere, you know, and he was very proponent on just nuking everything that got in our way or just playing with nukes and, you know, wherever possible. So, you know, we have these scientists that are, you know, on the government dole looking for new and creative ways, you know, to create, to solve problems by actually creating a bigger problem or make the situation worse. The planet has its own natural defense. And, you know, when the planet starts overheating, basically, you know, it starts, the volcanoes start going off. It starts, you know, creating our own.
Yeah, trying to heal itself.
Yeah. Creates our own protective cloud cover. More water goes up into the, you know, the atmosphere, creating more of a cloud cover. It has its own protective situation. And so for them to be spraying just tons and tons and tons of aluminum oxide, which is a poison, and make no doubt about it, it is a poison. It collapses the immune system. It creates a lot of brain problems, you know, and it's a very sad thing. But they've got ethylene dibromide, which was a banned pesticide that's being sprayed, and they have barium as well that they're spraying, which is an agent that they used to spray in warfare. You know, it's a chemical warfare.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. I mean, they do this day and night here. I walk late at night in the wee hours of the morning, and they're spraying. And to me, I mean, are the ETs helping at all with this? I mean, I want to believe that they are. I mean, because I feel like we're so powerless. I mean, it's I'm doing everything I can to try to voice my opinion, you know, and to wake other people up. And I worry
it's very sad. You really think we're having this big health care, you know, bill. And at the same time, they're spraying people with deadly carcinogens and chemicals overhead. So why are we even looking at some kind of futuristic health care bill when at the same time we're being totally poisoned, you know, from above? And who's that going to, you know, make very rich would be, again, the pharmaceutical companies, because they're the war and disease profiteers, you know, those guys. So anyway, it's a very sad situation. People need to really wake up and look at what's going on over their heads. Most people don't even pay attention to what's happening.
No, they don't.
You know, pay attention to your health, you know, how it's degrading, and how you feel after some heavy spraying is going on. And look at the numbers. I mean, asthma's gone up 500%, if not more, upper respiratory problems, which these cause, is become number one as far as the illnesses hitting everybody on the planet. And, you know, it goes on and on and on, and they're finding out now that the pH, you know, because they're having 1,200 times the accepted amount of aluminum and barium and all these other things on the snowpack, and it's killing the all the little creatures that the salmon and everything else depend upon to eat, and it's also raising the pH, and it's creating a very, very serious health hazard for the entire planet. And so whoever's behind this project is they're nuts, basically. They are psychopaths.
That's
and greedy. They're greedy little psychopaths that care nothing for humanity, the earth, and I think
mean,
they're just
can
pure
we do? What else can
criminals,
we do?
You know. You know, I don't, you know, to me, I think the only thing we can do is just to rise up, wake up, figure it out, and stand up in masses and say enough's enough. We're not falling for your dog and pony show or your puppet show anymore because we know what you're really up to.
Yeah, but if you don't have enough of us.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any answers. I wish I did. You know, I wish I had a particle beam weapon or something of that nature
yeah.
to make these things disappear in the sky. If
well,
I did, I would
I mean,
probably
you know,
use it.
You know, if they are helping us with any of this, I gotta believe that they are. But I mean,
yeah,
I know they can't.
Well, you know, they had a choice to use either sulfur or aluminum. Now, sulfur would not have the side effects that aluminum would have, and they chose to go with the aluminum. And, you know, so why is that when they could have used sulfur? And you know, a lot of people used to be healed, you know, in the past by sulfur. The sulfur drugs were very healing, and it wouldn't have anywhere near the impact. So you really think about it, why did they choose aluminum knowing the risk and the detrimental impact of that if they didn't somehow capitalize on that or want the majority of us dumbed down and dead? It makes no
yeah.
sense whatsoever.
I think you and I both know they want dumbed down and dead. I just, you know, I refuse
yeah.
to believe that we're here alone, you know, having to deal with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And, you know, we have here, we've been having a lot of protection. We're getting the heck sprayed out of us. It's just crazy. We're watching it happen. And, you know, we're watching sometimes the ships will come in and they'll just totally clean this up. I mean, it'll be toxic gray skies and all of a sudden they come
and
in
all
and everything.
Clear blue.
Yeah, will turn into these little look like tops up there in the sky, or little whirlwinds, and then everything comes together in these whirlwinds, and it just cleans up. And
yeah.
I've seen them do that here, and I think if enough people started calling on help and asking, you know, the nature spirits and the higher beings to come in, and if we woke up and really asked for help in unison, we would get it, and you know, these tyrants
right.
and these psychopaths would be. You know, out of business.
Right. I agree. I mean, I see it here. We go from a completely clouded over chemtrail sky to blue skies in a matter
mm-hmm.
of an hour or two. And I know, you know, I got to know that they're helping. It's just so frustrating. I mean, I agree with you. It's just so beyond frustrating that, you
yeah.
know, not enough people can actually just wake up and see what's going on. But I think...
Yeah, we came in the 90s, early 90s when it first started happening. We went on the TV here, the local TV, which will never happen again because they slammed that shut. And,
yeah.
you know, I brought in, you know, William Thomas and some health officials and people that were testing blood and seeing all these mycoplasms and biologicals that they'd never seen before. And we brought all these professional witnesses, people that work for the EPA, and all of them were testifying about this, you know, on this show. And the next day we were sprayed in a very low-level spray, and all of our chickens fell over. And we started experiencing chest pain and the right side of our bodies, you know, shutting
yeah,
down.
Yeah.
And actually killed the roosters. The hens came through it, but the roosters died. So it was some kind of a nerve agent or something that they sprayed. And, you know, they let us know that, you know, if you are going to go public, we are going to... you know, it's going to have consequences. So that didn't stop me, though. I just kept continuing. The more they do things like that, the more public I get. That's my nature.
Yeah.
And, you know,
well,
yeah,
you're a
people,
trooper. Thank God for you.
You know, people need to really wake up and stand in their own power. You know, it's just not right what's going on. And there's no way
no.
of lying about it anymore and trying to make it right.
Right. I mean, I still have people that don't believe it at all. And I just look at them and I'm like, well, are you breathing okay? You know, are your kids breathing okay? Are you not having any colds, extra colds? I mean, you know. And then they say, you're right. You know, things aren't.
Do you have aches and pains and all this gastrointestinal problems, you know, and your joint pain and you know, things you've never had before? And is your whole health, like, going down the tubes, you know? And if it is, you know, see how you feel, you know, within 2 days after they spray. And it's pretty undeniable.
And see what happens when you don't go outside, you know? I mean, you know, just don't go outside. Don't go hiking. Don't take the dogs for a walk. And what's happening to the animals? I mean, that's another thing, too.
Oh, yeah. It's affecting everything, you know. It's affecting all of the animals. And we've noticed here that especially when you start knocking down the numbers of the larvae, which are dying off because of the chemtrails, you know, in the water, that's going to be affecting, you know, the fish, the frogs, everything.
Yeah,
and
we
had
Yep, we had no frogs at all last year. We are inundated with them this year, and I'm very pleased because that tells me, you know, that it's good. It's much better, and I'm happy about that. But we had nothing last year, nothing. It's scary.
Yeah.
But I thank you. I wanted to thank you for your work, and I love your show.
And, oh, great. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, and again, I appreciate it. So I'm going to let hopefully another caller come in.
Okay, great.
Thanks
for coming on the show.
Bye.
Yeah, that's definitely been an issue with me and you know, the chemtrails. There's just, you know, people need to really wake up, look up, start watching the sky and see what's going down, because it's not pretty what's happening up there and what's being raining down on everyone, and it's affecting everybody. And that's one of the things they say, well, why would they do this if it's affecting everybody? Well, the ones that are really in the know are not being sprayed. They have their own little areas and that they don't spray. And I know of certain, I don't want to tell people where they are because they're really flocked to them, but they have areas where they, safe zones where they don't spray, and they grow all their own food there, and then they have their underground facilities as well. And it just seems like they want as many people to cross over as possible so they can all come up out of their holes later on and take over. And, you know, it's a very psychopathic situation, especially when you look at the basic law of karma and the unified field where everything is connected. And, you know, if they are going to be creating all these death and disease and everything else, it's going to come upon them later on. There's no getting out of it. You can't, you know, do things that are harmful to humanity and the earth and think that you're going to live a happy life in the, you know, in the future, or that the next life as well, because you are going to have to balance this out. So, you know, it's just a basic, simple law. I mean, how wise do you have to be to figure that one out? I mean, these guys are very clever, but they've lost their wisdom, and their lust for power and wealth has superseded common sense, and they've just forgotten. You know, whenever you get into these positions of power, it's sad, but every time you lie, every time you steal, every time you cheat from somebody else or you pull a shenanigan, there's two things that happen. One, you lose connection to your soul, which is your connection to source, to God, whatever you want to call it. And you keep chipping away at that connection, and you become more and more of a separate ego. And you're actually nailing, you know, putting nails in your coffin of no return. And so basically the other thing happening too is that even when you're doing that and you're setting your future by doing these deeds and everything else and cutting off your connection to your soul, you're also going to be living in fear of all those who will find out about what you did. And so you just keep going down this dark path until there's no return. But, you know, there's always forgiveness, and you can always shift and change your destiny, and you can start moving forward in the awakened healing process and get behind that. And basically, that's your only way out. Looks like I've got Josette on line two. Josette, are you with us?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, it's Joette.
It's Joette. Okay. Well, welcome to the show.
James. Hi,
how you doing?
Pardon? I'm doing very well, thank you, James. How are you?
Oh, doing good. Did you have something to share with us?
I want to thank you for the email you sent regarding the Vimeo video. I loved it.
Oh, great. Uh-huh. Yeah, you got to see the ship come down or whatever it was. It's some kind of an other dimensional energy. And
yeah,
what did you think about it?
A lot with the cloud formation on the left as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been seeing things like that since I was a kid. So it was great to see it tonight, yeah.
Yeah, to have that energy come in, you can tell it's some kind of other dimensional energy, whether it's a being, a Merkaba, or a ship. It's a little sketchy. It might be both. I don't know, but it definitely comes in, lands in the field, and then there's another one that comes in from the other side and goes cruising by, and it's just amazing footage.
It is. It's beautiful. Yeah, thank you for forwarding it.
Yeah, we've had some other photographs here. I've got some during the Kundalini classes that are just amazing, where balls of energy are appearing. You know, one's appearing in my hand, and then massive golden balls of energy behind me. You know, when we're initiating people, and then we're having people disappear in the class, and you can see right through them. It's some intense energy going on here, and I see we're ushering in the new world. You might say the people here are really connecting in, and they're getting ready to move from one world to the next world.
Yeah, it's exciting. I live in Calgary, and I've been seeing things like that, and vortexes of energy going upward. It's fun.
Oh, great. Yeah, it's getting interesting. They're being seen everywhere right now. People are having all kinds of amazing experiences, and the skies. You know, we've been going out for 20 minutes and seeing over 20 ships in 20 minutes, and it's just been insane. The activity, it's been crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's time for people to start watching the skies.
Watching the skies and watching their backyard or wherever.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, well, thanks for calling in, and be sure and call in again.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Okay,
we've got Nico from Vancouver on line 3. Nico, are you with us?
Oh, I sure am, James. How are you tonight?
Good. How you doing?
You know what? Really good, James. I thought I would call in. I heard that you were talking about Stephen Hawking, and I've actually got a couple of comments. I'll try and be quick so we can get a couple of other callers in.
Okay.
You know, I personally think that Stephen was handed a script and told to read this by our favorite letter agencies, and, you know.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way with somebody of that intellect, that would come off with something like that unless they had a gun to their head, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, besides that, I also wanted to say that we've had some interesting stuff happen in Vancouver. Ship-wise, there's been lots of stuff going on here.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had something happen last night, and I was wondering if you or any of your callers could possibly shed some light on this. I actually was a first-hand witness. I experienced time stopping and then starting again as I was driving down the street. And I was driving at 30 miles an hour, and, the speedometer didn't change, and the radio shut off completely. The people next to me on either side of the street stopped in mid-step. It was like somebody had a volume knob on time. But before that happened, mm-hmm. I felt a scanning, a lot like the scanning that you get at the ranch from our friends.
Mm-hmm.
But when that happens, it's kind of, there's a familiarity to that feeling. This
mm-hmm.
was technology and not very friendly at all.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was I felt a hot scanning come over me from the front of my body to the back, through the car, and back through again from the back to the front again. And as it came from the back to the front, time sped up and went on. The whole process lasted maybe about 6 seconds. But
mm-hmm.
The car came to a dead stop in the middle of the road. I couldn't move at all, but I could see the speedometer, and I could look from side to side with just my eyes. And I saw that pedestrians had stopped moving, and the car had stopped moving, but the speedometer was still at 30 miles an hour. And then everything resumed again. I had to pull over because I thought I was going to get sick. And for the
yeah.
rest of the evening, I had a pretty intense headache. And I was wondering, you know, James,
yeah.
if anybody might have had anything like that happen recently, because there's a lot of ships up in the air right now, and I know that a lot of them aren't so benevolent. And,
yeah.
This definitely didn't feel like a friendly encounter. Mm-hmm. And I was just curious about that, James. You know, just wondering if maybe you could shed some light on that, or maybe...
Yeah, I've definitely heard of that before, and usually it has to do with what they call the grays and
okay.
the low-level contact guys. And what? Whenever you feel more of a technology than spirit, it's usually that group, or it could be tied into some block, you know, combination rogue elements within our own military and the grays, you know, together.
Right.
Doing some projects, and
right.
you know, it's pretty weird, but we're on the other note, we're having people have a similar experience, but it's a real positive experience, and they're going down the road, and all of a sudden there's this huge gap of you know, they find themselves somewhere else, and they go, how did that happen? And they find themselves 2 hours ahead of their journey, and they don't know what happened, but they feel really good about it. You know, about what happened. There's no side effects or anything else. So they're, and I was told that sometimes they're actually beaming people up, and they're on other levels. They're actually there for weeks taking classes and being taught and shown things and healed and then put back in their body. And I had it happen to me once. I was walking across a field, and in mid stride, I was taken. And then shown all these things about these future events and everything, and then brought back. And I remember the next step I took, I almost fell on my face because I was off center, you know, I was a little off center. So that was one of those things that, that happened.
Oh my gosh, I hear that. I was definitely off center,
Yeah.
Unlike your experience, James, this was definitely not friendly. It was nothing like, what we feel at the ranch when the ships come by and you get scanned. You feel a very loving, you know, this is okay feeling. It's not disturbing at all. It's almost like a warm blanket feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, where it's okay. It's very safe. And, you know that you're being, there's a contact with a benevolent being or beings or an intelligence.
Yeah.
Whereas, this definitely wasn't, but, what I do have to say was a lot more of this stuff has been going on in Vancouver. You know, a lot of people have been looking up to the skies. I know that there's two ships close to my place that have been, moving position. One especially that goes from, blue to yellow to red to green to blue to yellow. It's within our atmosphere, and it comes in and it moves to different positions. You know, it's, definitely, geosynchronous. So
yeah, you've got a really loud hum on your phone for some reason.
Oh, really?
Actually, it just stopped. Hopefully it'll stay off, but yeah, we've been getting a lot of interference here. Maybe they're still hanging around you. I don't know.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh, there it goes again.
How's the line right now? How's the line?
It's got a really loud hum. I tell you what, I'll address that and then we'll catch you again. Send me an email and I'll give you what we find out about that. And I'll find out what is going on.
Sorry about the audio there, James.
Okay, no problem. Thanks for calling in.
My apologies. We'll see you soon, James.
All right.
And thanks again for taking time.
Oh, thank you.
Talk to you soon, brother. Thanks.
Okay. We've got, looks like Dee from Kentucky on line two. Dee, are you with us?
Yeah, James. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Great.
I first seen you guys on Paranormal State, and I really wasn't following UFO activity. I mean, I was kind of, you know, aware of it as a kid. I was kind of interested in it. But after I seen, you know, your ranch and stuff, me and my girlfriend, we, you know, really got into it and started listening to you. And next thing you know, we're reading books. And then, you know, I'm listening to your radio show daily. And I tell you what, I mean, in the past year and a half, I'd say, I mean, the dramatic change in our life has been extraordinary. I mean, we're kind of a younger couple. We went from partying to, I mean, not partying at all. We don't drink. We don't do nothing. I mean, it's literally, you know, we've literally changed our life around. And now, just recently, we're starting to see things. You know, we're starting to experience stuff. I seen actually something the other night, and we've been hearing crashes and seeing lights, you know, when we're laying down, we'll start seeing lights in the room and wake up, nothing will be there. And it's, you know, it's very different. I mean, we're embracing it because we feel a spiritual change in both of us, and, you know, even to the fact that our families are looking and taking notice, like, man, there's something, you know, definitely going on with these two. But I basically want to call and just say, you know, thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for getting the word out there. I did tune into your Canadian show, your radio show that you did the other day. I just want to say, you know, keep your head up, them guys. I mean, they knew the attitude they were going to take before you ever called. Just, you know, I know you do a lot of interviews and you get people like that, but just keep doing what you're doing. Even if you reach just a couple people, it's definitely worth it, man.
Oh, thanks so much for your support and doing what you're doing, too, you know, moving into this shift, because each time somebody makes that choice and shifts and goes along with a higher consciousness and energy, it affects everybody else around them.
Oh, and we've been noticing such a, I mean, so many different things, such a difference. I mean, she first started noticing things in the sky. We'd both be standing outside at night, and she'd see something, my back would be turned. You know, she'd go, look at that, you know. She'd see a star bright, you know, and just flash out on her, just go away. I kind of got frustrated. I wouldn't see nothing. I mean, I believed, but I wouldn't see nothing. And one night she was sick in bed, and I walked outside, you know, and I haven't really felt a spiritual connectedness in that week, you know. I was just in the middle of moving, and I was kind of thinking about how I hadn't felt anything. I looked up, and there's this star that's been sitting there for about 10, 15 minutes, and all of a sudden it just started moving across the sky. It went from a bright light and faded up to nothing. I'm like, oh, man, I finally seen something, you know, finally. But, I mean, other than that, there's just little things going on. You know, it's been a great experience, a great ride so far.
Great. Well, keep up the journey.
Hey, you too, man. Thanks for, you know, getting the word out there and spreading it. Like I said, even if it's worth one person hearing it and, you know, opening up, it's definitely worth it.
Great. All right. Well, keep us informed if you have any close encounters out there.
Hey, I'm hoping. Thank you.
All right. Take care. I think we've got Elizabeth back on line one. I'm not sure. Let me see if we've
got...
Yes,
you do. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Some caller mentioned a very strange experience, and I had a friend tell me about this once, and I was wondering what you thought about this. Mm-hmm. He was outside of his home, and he's in Kansas, and he was watching a neighbor go over to his mailbox to get mail. When he saw the neighbor getting the mail, the neighbor looked as if he was walking towards him, but he wasn't. He was moving, but he wasn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He was just moving in one place. It was the strangest thing, and he said he didn't understand what was going on at all. He was like walking towards him, wanting to walk towards him. Looked like he was walking towards him, but in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And then looking right at him, and then all of a sudden, just turned and walked inside the home. It was like a time warp.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Or some kind.
Yeah, that does happen. I've seen some just crazy things, and I think with the veils coming down right now and this vibrational lifting, there's going to be some crazy things happening, you know, all over the planet, and, you know, things we just can't explain.
Well, I told him I thought it was so cool. I wish I'd see something like that. But he was like, it was so weird. I mean, he said, you know, definitely wasn't me, you know, but I was definitely there. You know, and it wasn't like I was dealing with a bunch of people or a bunch of things going through this. It was just this one person.
Yeah, we've been having that just strange phenomenon here, living on a vortex. It's just a way of life now. And, you know, I always see we get one thing after another, and I just go, oh, that's interesting. You know, I wonder what's next. So it's kind of, you know, I love seeing the bizarre stuff at the same time, but I don't get that excited about it anymore because it's just so much of it.
Yeah, day-to-day experience. So. All right, well, I just wanted to share that. The other caller mentioned it, so.
Okay. All right,
thanks
for calling. All right, we've got, looks like we've got Julie from Maryland on line two.
Hi, James. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I was calling in. I had a question. I wanted to know if you have experienced people that have had a lot of contact through many, you know, even if they work on different realms and all types of things with extraterrestrials, if you find that they carry implants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I've seen both types of implants. I've seen implants by, you know, some low-level stuff, which, you know, are the grays and, you know, the rogue elements in the government. They have their implant program. And I've seen some other higher implants where other higher beings have actually given people implants and, you know, just to help monitor, help heal, and also to help them hear or listen. So, you know, it's really interesting. I found one, you know, even myself once, I found an implant pop out, and it looked like a crystal. It was beautiful.
That's exactly
like
what I've had, too. And it's been, and I wondered, I thought, you know, I haven't been fortunate enough to ever see craft in with my eyes, but, you know, I do a lot of spiritual work and I do a lot of different kinds of connections, so I see them in different ways, other than with my eyes. And I find that when I go through airports, I have a lot of problems. Like, I actually have to say, knock it off, turn those off, because as soon as I go through the airport terminal, it rings, and it really gets me nervous. There's this, like, inner fear, you know, because everybody's staring at you. The things, they're beeping on my head, they're beeping at my feet. And I'm laughing, but I'm terrified at the same time because everybody's staring. And I actually had the lady ask me, do you have any implants? And I laughed and said, oh, probably. And she didn't laugh at all. She didn't think that was funny at all. So I wondered, you know, I thought, do you find that people that do have a lot of contact or connection have these implants, and do they always know that they have them? I've only seen one myself. I can't see any other ones. So, and I guess they don't pose any problem. I mean, I haven't had any problems.
Yeah. Well, Roger Laird's done some, you know, extensive research in there, and he's pulled a lot of those out. And what was really interesting, the one that I pulled out, I put it in a little baggie, and I was going to give it to Roger Lear to check out. And I went to get it to mail it to him, you know, the next morning, and there is just a little, it looked like something just dematerialized there. There's a little bit of vapor.
Like a shard of glass, almost, yeah.
Yeah, there's
so
just
small
a little.
That you can't, there, you're not even sure if it's, you're like, is it just something coming out of my body, or is it really actually something that's, It's that small. Yeah, that's
Well, this thing definitely, I mean, I was looking at it very closely, and it looked like a crystalline pill almost, with very beautiful, and I know it wasn't something, you know, out of my body, and I know the area where it came from was right behind my ear when it popped out, just helped me hear things.
There are different places and strange places, but I know from experience, if I just say, I need those turned off and knock that off, they'll turn off right away. And I can go, because I had gone through different places. You know, when I had to go into Brazil, I was like, no, don't do that to me. It's not funny. But I think in some ways it was just, you know, that letting me know that they're there. Because, you know, I mean, it's, even though you know you have that connection, your mind still, you know, everybody, I think people, when they have a lot of more stellar connection, whatever you want to say, and I guess everybody has some, you want to try to fit in here better. And so you don't want to really actually have those things, you know, in some level. So I don't know.
I know the metal ones, the ones that are more metallic, that I know Roger Lear's been pulling out a lot of those. Those seem to be connected more to grays and psyops or black ops things.
I never another thing that I always thought was interesting was I used to almost unconsciously say, though, you know, I do a lot of work in that area, I would unconsciously say, oh, those darn ETs. And because I've had a lot of dreams about extraterrestrial wars, so I'm not this open, you know, like, it would be no different to me than receiving, you know, any particular, you know, like, anybody that comes in contact with you what am I trying to say? I'm more standoffish because I don't always know, unless, you know, I feel comfortable, if they're all, what you'd say, wanting or not having an agenda, and that's really difficult. And you know, and I think it's really no different than anybody else in our, you know, and how we deal with people on the earth. I mean,
well,
it is. I don't know why
it's as above, you know, so below. You know, it's the same thing.
Exactly.
You can sense their energy. Usually, if you develop your inner sensitivity abilities, you can sense the energy and the intent of these different beings. And, to me, the vast, vast majority has all been benevolent or, you know, different. You know, they may have been very powerful mentally, but, you know, they're different. They weren't harmful. And, you know, in all of my experiences, which I could go on forever and ever and ever talking about what I've seen out there, I've only had maybe, you know, one negative experience out of all of that. And it was a lesson teaching me how to clear those energies out and not invite them in. So to me, it was just one of my, you know, initiations or life lessons.
Do you have an idea of what group mostly comes to your on your land, or?
They're very extremely benevolent and spiritually and technologically advanced beings, and they're a group that's coming in from the Pleiades system. They're coming in from the Orion Council of Light. They're coming in from the Andromeda system, and there's some Arcturian systems, and we're having some Sirian contacts right now. And some of these beings are actually humanoid felines, just beautiful beings, and they offer protection. So they've been around since ancient Vedic times. The scriptures talk about them. They call them Nasringa, which were the benevolent protectors. You know, segment,
well, it's
you know,
funny
things
because
like that.
I think when you have that in you as well, I laugh because I say, well, I can tell where a lot of people come from, but I can't tell you what culture they come from on the earth. Like a lot of people that I see with Arcturian in them, they have pointy ears.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I don't. I was like, well, they're from Arcturus. They've got some Arcturian blood in them, but I don't know. That's I don't know why if I associated that with that.
Some people come in from different, you know, different systems, different star systems, and then some people come in from the inner Earth, and they come in from the nature kingdoms, and you can see it. You know, some people have some real strong dwarf energy or fairy energy, or you know, you can see the energy, elf energy, and then some people are ET energy.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you so much for answering my question, because I, you know, I always wanted to know, you know, if that was something that the people actually in order for them to have a lot of contact is that they, you know, if they actually, you know, were contacting their own people.
Yeah, definitely.
Implants.
I think that is the case. It's part of our lineage. Some of us have had past lives in the Pleiades and Orion system and, you know, Andromedans. And there's a huge wake-up going on right now where people are finding out there's so much more than this body and this personality self, and that there's a divine interdimensional being living inside of them. And they're connecting with that and finding out that they have had lives in very advanced civilizations and cultures, some of them off-world. And there's this huge awakening happening right now that people are just figuring it out. You know, they're waking up to their divinity and realizing there's much more to the story.
Well, it's about time, because I couldn't, you know, I could never understand how anybody could say, it could believe that they were the only people in, you know, in two universes. I just thought it was so bizarre. But that's leaving. I think people, I mean, I guess that's going to be the, like you said, one of the biggest wake-up calls is that people will accept that there are extraterrestrial. And it's sad because it's cut a lot of people off from their lineage, their star lineage, especially these children.
Well,
so,
you know, the fear and aggression program that they're trying to push, you know, heavily down there. And we know who's doing that, because the elite are afraid of beings that, you know, have fuelless energy. You know, technology, they conquered disease and war, and you know, the war and disease profiteers are really fearful of these guys coming in. And then, you know, you've got, you know, all these different groups, you know, that are making these contacts. But basically, you know, we have to really use discernment and look at the messages that were given, like, you know, Stephen Hawking, you know, things like that. You know, anything that's promoting fear and aggression, we really need to just dismiss that program altogether from now on you know, get with the big picture on what's really going on and realize that there are agendas being played out. One of them is keep it in the past, and then the other one is keep it as some future event. And contact is happening now. It's been happening for years, and we need to stop, you know, playing this song and dance game of that it's going to happen in the future and they're going to say it's okay, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see, because I've been telling people, you know, wake up. You have got to wake. I mean, you can't wake anybody up unless they're ready to wake up. But just giving them the information, and I've been doing that for years, and you've been doing it for way more years than I've been doing it.
Yeah.
But still, it's people are getting it, and they're finally starting to be able to. Well, if they don't get it, they're feeling something.
Oh yeah, they know something's coming.
Something.
You know, unfortunately, we're out of time, so I've got to sign off. I can't thank you enough for calling in on the show, and we'll have to do it again soon.
Yep. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
All right. Well, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. Resistance to enlightenment is futile, so just give it up and go with the flow, because the earth is going to the next frequency, and you might as well take the ride along with it. Anyway, have a good evening. Good night.